the perpetual student, filling his head with all those Italian ideas about art and culture, statecraft and freedom, playing with newfangled firearms, when he should have been learning how to hew an enemy's head from his shoulders with the sweep of his broadsword. These were no lessons for monarchs. Denmark was doomed unless Hamlet acted with a fierce and merciless strength, unless by force again he brought it back with his iron fist. And the boy, no use at all. A weak fey creature, so meek in bearing it was hard to believe Hamlet had sired him, let alone given the sullen brat his name. "Tomorrow," mumbled the man slumped on the damp, cold couch beneath the spluttering torches. "Tomorrow, all changes. And..." The drink closed his eyes. Exhaustion. Nothing else. Not guilt. He'd known none in the cruel past. Would feel nothing but satisfaction when the coming work was done. He laughed at that thought. Rolled back his head, and in that moment the strangest thing happened. Something liquid, cold and sticky, slipped into his ear. A roar rose in his throat and stuck there. His eyes opened, but as they did, a cold